I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Adam Spillane is just back from an experience that's out of this world. Well, Adam, maybe I guess it's under this world. Would that be more accurate?
Yes, that would be more accurate.
Where were you?
I was in a cave in Vietnam, currently the largest cave passage in the world. The cave is Hang Son Dong, which means Mountain River Cave. It's in the Phong Nha Ke Bang National Park in Vietnam, which is also a World Heritage Site.
So that is the answer to our geoquiz. In fact, the Phong Nha Ke Bang National Park in Vietnam. Now, about this cave, how come it's been so foreboding until now?
The entrance has a steep, slippery slope. You can hear the water, which is a fairly big stream, depending on climatic conditions.
All right, this is a huge cave, like 4 miles long.
Yeah, it's about 4 miles long, but the major thing about it was the passage dimensions, which are over 600 feet high and over 450 feet wide.
So you didn't need to duck?
No.
And it has these enormous vaulted ceilings, like a cathedral.
Yes, it does. It's a little bigger than most cathedrals.
What was it like as you entered?
Could I just pass you over to my colleague here, Helen Brook, who was the youngest member of the expedition?
Sure.
Helen, what was it like entering the cave for the first time?
Hello.
Hi, Helen.
What was it like? It's really, really big, and it's got huge boulders on the floor. And about a mile, you break out into this, like a skylight in the roof, which you can see the jungle through, and it's about 200 metres in feet.
About over 700 feet.
700 feet, and you've just kind of got this round hole in the ceiling. We suspect that no one had ever actually been into the cave before.
But that cave's been around a long time. How do you know nobody else was there before you?
There's no footprints anywhere, in none of the sand or anything.
Except yours now.
Except ours.
Did you shout and get to hear the echo of your voice?
Really. Everyone's just shouting and making sort of noises and just echoed through. It's very impressive.
And how long did the echo take to come back?
It doesn't come back. Just disappears off.
What did it feel like being in there? I mean, when it's described as being like a vaulted cathedral, did it feel to you like you were in a sacred space?
I described it as like being in a massive London railway station.
A little different from the cathedral image.
It was just the biggest place I could think of standing inside. It felt really sort of humbling, and you felt just really tiny.
Feeling really tiny. You brave thing. Can you put Adam on for a second?
Hello, Lisa.
Do you have plans to go back?
Yes, at the moment we're planning to go back in 2011. We want to explore the rest of the cave because we stopped at a huge wall of calcite over 100 feet high. We can see daylight in the distance, but from looking at the maps of the area, it appears that the daylight in the distance may just be another skylight and the huge passage may continue on for several more miles.
Adam Spillane, a member of a British-Vietnamese caving expedition that's just back from exploring a very impressive cave in the national park known as
Phong Nha Ke Bang.
Phong Nha Ke Bang National Park in Vietnam, the answer to our geoquiz today. So nice to speak with you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Lisa.